From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Taxation without representation, that is the slogan on many Washington, D.C. license plates. The district is home to about 600,000 people, but it does not have a representative who can vote in Congress. That could soon change. For more on the story, we have Theola LeBay-DeBose, a staff writer for The Washington Post. Hi, Theola.
Hey, Tony. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. This story is one that keeps coming back and back and back and back. Is there any reason to believe that we are closer now to getting an actual vote for voting representation for the district than we have been before?
Well, there is a lot of optimism right now among city leaders and supporters of this bill. First of all, we have more Democrats now in Congress. We also have a Democratic president. We obviously have the atmosphere of change in the country. It seems like now all of the stars might be aligning in terms of all of those factors coming to bear on this issue.
Now, in the Senate, as I understand it, there have been a number of amendments tacked on to the measure in an attempt to kill it. Is that correct?
Yes, and this is very typical. There can be a bill on dog licenses, and then let's say there's some kind of amendment on corn subsidies. I mean, this is sort of very typical, and it's on all of the hot button issues having to do with the district. There was an amendment about the gun laws in the city, something that the D.C. Council seriously opposes because they feel that they should have the right. The term is called home rule, to really set the rules for the district. And that's been this whole issue going back and forth. Everyone agrees that it is not a state. It is a federal district. However, for reasons of funding, education laws, all sorts of things, D.C. is treated like a state. And so there is the position of why don't they then have a vote in Congress?
Now, it's boiling down, is it not, Theola, to the issue of your interpretation of the United States Constitution, whether or not you have to be a state to have voting representation in Congress, or whether or not Congress has the power to do what it would like to do with the District of Columbia.
And that is at the heart of the issue, Tony. And those who oppose this say, well, if you read the Constitution very strictly, it says that all states have voting members of Congress. And then they say D.C. is not a state, so therefore to do this is unconstitutional.
Now, the measure would give, if it does pass, it would give a Democratic seat in Congress to represent the district. It would also give a second and a Republican seat to the state of Utah based on census figures. But that seat, the one going to Utah, could change depending upon future census reports.
Absolutely. Now, part of the reason why this latest attempt seems to be promising, according to people who support it, is that there is that compromise. It's not just give D.C. a seat. D.C. is heavily Democratic, and so folks on the other side of the aisle might cry foul. You say, okay, as usual in politics, if we give something to someone, then let's also give a little something to someone else. And so I think that the folks who are supporting this in Congress feel that it does seem somewhat fair to then say, okay, D.C. is so Democratic. I mean, there were people dancing in the streets for Obama after he won by, you know, practically 100%, but close to it. So therefore, if there's a way to have equal representation, then let's do that.
Final thing is, what has the administration said? Has it begun to actively involve itself one way or the other with regard to this issue?
Not yet. Obviously, the president has to wait on any issue to see how Congress kind of boils down and then to see whether they send him something to sign or not. But the non-voting delegate, Eleanor Holmes Norton, made it very clear right after the election that this was the first order of business that she would work on, and she has stuck to that promise.
All right, Theola, thank you very much.
Thank you, Tony.
That was Theola LeBay-DeBose, a staff writer for The Washington Post. She joined us from the studios of The Washington Post.